Welcome, Reading Finney's Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and we're starting the 54th episode of our repagination of Finnegan's Wake. This will be the 54th page. We're going to begin at the bottom of page 238, very bottom line, where it says, "We feel unspeechably thoughtless over it all here in Gizzy Gazelle Tark's Bimbo Wood. So please kindly communicate with the original sense we are only yearning as yet how to burgeon. It's meant millions of sentiments dead lost or mislaid on them, but master of snakes, we can slough change in the nip of an apple so long as we can all see for deed set on your quick."
Okay. There's a pen. Okay, so now you're setting this up. This, you're going to the Jack Tarkus leak from the Pentagon leak. Mm. This goes over the details. This goes all the details of what you're communicating and the details of how it's exposing of all the things going on in the Ukraine and all the things that are going on in other parts of the world that aren't that way. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, everything is now in a burden. Everything now has a sense of yearning because now all of the operatives that were spying for the U.S. and the MI6 have now been called home or to an exchange or to, what do you call it, an embassy, so they don't get killed. Mm-hmm.
So,
the unspeechably thoughtless.
Yeah, would this sentence be the thoughts of the 21-year-old who released the documents?
Correct.
He feels unspeechably thoughtless over it all here. He's indifferent to being seen as guilty.
Well, he doesn't see it as guilty. He sees it as that he was trying to get attention on his gamer channel of Discord. And was sharing it with minors. And was sharing it with minors that they can't even talk to. They can't even put him on a grand jury to convict him because they were minors and he was supposed to be. I mean, it's just absolutely unspeakable. Oh, wait. They talk about it. It's unspeakably thoughtless. That's exactly right. That's it.
Yeah. So he was trying to impress his fellow gamers.
That weren't giving it. That didn't give a time of day about it. So then he just printed the whole document, put the whole document out there. And then somebody looked at this. I think this looks really classified because it says, like, classified on the top of it. So it may be classified. So then somebody tells their grandmama and then the rest to say it's history.
So is there somebody who wanted it released? Somebody we know?
Yes, but that's not for here.
All right. Okay, so you've laid that out, and so the next part, by the hook in your look, were eyed for eye, were you begging the question with your Ludian bowl round Monk Messerag, and whenever you're tingling in your throat, we're sure to be tangled in your ticements. It's game, ma chère, be off with your shepherd dress on. Up some coda, behose our handmaids for the Lord. To these nunts we are but yours in amateurs, yet well come that day we shall hope to be oars. Then shalt thou see, seeing the sight, no more hoaxites, nay more gifting in menage. A hers fancy for a his friend, and then that fellow yours after this follow ours, vanya, vanya, vanyorum, domni, vanyas.
Okay. Now this takes you all the way to Dublin. Is getting you all straightened out to see what's messed up and what's going on of why the Biden, bitchin' Biden and sister and son had to go to Dublin for 5 days to run around to figure out, quote, figure out something. That there's a tingling in the trout, of course, that he's decided he's going to stay. He's not ever coming home and making gaff after gaff after gaff. All the way down, acting like he's an amateur, the handmaid's tale. He's lured himself into the nuts that now, that you're welcome, but they weren't welcome, but yet welcome. welcome, but they were not welcome there, but they were there eating ice cream and lick it. We're going to lick the world. We're going to get a good licking going on here. Somebody's going to get licked. And then we're going to ope to be ers. Yeah, pretty fun. It sets that whole premise up. It sets that Bob's laughing because he's actually familiar with that one. Because it's been quite the meme of the week as the world is crashing and crumbling and falling down. And he's running around saying, I like Ireland. I'm going to stay in, I'm just going to stay Ireland. I'm not going home. I'm not, they said I was president of the United States. I don't think too much about it. So I'm just going to stay here. I have 0.1%. I'm like Pocahontas. I got 0.1% of Indian Native American in me. So I'm going to write a book and pronounce myself as Pow Wow Chow with Miss Elizabeth Warren signing on the docket. And it becomes like a goofy position or ridiculous, seedy, inappropriate way to pronounce it. But hoops, there it is.
Excellent. Next paragraph. High time is up, be it down into outs according. When there shall be food for vermin as full as feed for the fat, eat on earth as there's hot in oven. When every clitty of a scullery maid, read that again. When every clitty of a scullery maid shall hold every yard scullion's right to stem her upreck for whimsoever, whether on privates, whether in public, and when all of us romance Kathleen's shall have once for all emancipated, and the world is made free, methinks, so much for his mindsty man and all his bigotins, so till coquette tell to tell coquette, I'll do that again, so till coquette to tell coquette to teach Connie Curley to touch Caddy Hare and tip Carminia to tap La Sherry, though where the diggings he dwells amongst us, here's nobody knows save Mary. Why for we go bingy hands and hands in gyro, gyro, rondo.
Okay. Now, there you go. There's a two-part in here. There's a two-part thing. There's one part where you have the Trump deposition, where that's getting all strewn out of place. That's not anything to do federal. That's straight New York. But that gets wrapped into which is private and which is not, and which is public and which is not. And see, then you go through all that side. Then you go all the way back to the romance of the Kathleen's. That's the whole other side of Crown Inc. with the positively dead Pope reading the gobbledygook supporting Ukraine for all people's sake. Like he gives a fuck. Am I separated? I'm separated and a world is made free. So they don't think it's free. They think it's all tangled up. And the clitty of the scolder maid is your little DA in New York City. It's hot. It's hot. Mm-hmm. Hot in the oven.
Gyro Rondo. Gyroscope.
That is the one asking the questions and the depositions to Trump.
Okay. Next paragraph. These bright elects consent consorted. They were waltzing up their willside with their princesome, handsome Angeline chief, while in those werebooths their want bears way, mirroring unknown, a place where pigeons carry fire to seize the viands, a miry hill, Belgian sore booth. Oaths and screams and bawly groans with a belchy bubhub, and the hell of the low bedemmed and bediabled the remaining lucifer. Hell's den, wells Delf. Lonedom's breach lay fallen up on couth, not be broached by puns and riddles. Yet the ring gate run rosily with a draught for a brat, you.
Okay. Now, this comes back around the full circle. This goes into that now law offices aren't hiring folks from Yale or Princeton, the Ivy League. They're not going to hire them anymore because they were shunning off and saying you can't speak and get the fuck out. Who are you? And we built this city and we don't got to talk to you because we don't even know who you are. And so these bright elected people that are so consorted in what they're woke about have got themselves in a position where they don't even, the people who actually pay people with education get paid won't even touch them because of their quote unquote wokeness. They're waltzing up on their will side with their Princeton, Princeton, handsome, and line shifts. Yeah. That got themselves all tangled up in themselves, you see.
The young woke lawyers to be come into these, apply to these offices, and when they have their interview, they say stuff like, "Who are you? I'm in charge here."
When they say where they're from, they say, "Oh no, thanks. We're not taking applications from there. We have two that took over the world, so we don't want any more of you. You come from there, we can't be here." Which basically is what this is laying out here. With a drat for a brat. With a drat for a brat. So if you're a brat from that's a drat, then no thank you. There's no puns or riddles necessary here. Because you have the lonesome breach. You messed up. Your belchy bubba's got ahead of your hell of a below. Your hell of a below has been bemused and beadabled and are meaningly ludicrous. From the ludosphere.
So these young, they've been pampered their whole lives that everything's going to be given to them, these good jobs. How are they reacting to this personally?
Well, they don't care because they don't want to have any feelings. They weren't going to go work there. Work for money? Ooh. Why would I go work for money? That's ridiculous. I can just open my own law firm. I don't need that. Who works for you? I mean, who wants to clerk for the Supreme Court? They don't even vote right. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, who in the hell would want to go do that? Expose yourself to that conservative. Oh, we're a lot of things, but conservative is not what we're trying to support here. So, yeah, we're done with conservative. It's ridiculous.
So this is part of the backlash you were predicting.
The unbacklash, yes, that's right. It's swinging, the pendulum swinging very hard the other way. Cause everybody was like saying, oh, I can't say anything. I can't vote that way. I can't do that. I can't put a Trump sign in my yard. Somebody will burn my house down. Oh, I can't believe that way. I can't believe the way I believe. I have to believe that way. If I ever wake up, then I'm going to be woke. And if I ever get woke, I'm going to know what woke right. Wait, I messed it up. If we were asleep, then we could get woke, and then it won't be long till Al Sharpton would say, y'all better straighten y'all shit out. You think you can get your ass beat in every election coming forward here, because you're talking about the wrong goddamn stuff. When Jeanine Pirro from The View starts agreeing with Al Sharpton, it's a bad day for democracy. It's a bad day for democracy. And they both agree. This is getting ridiculous.
I think you mean Judge Pirro or whatever. She's on
Judge
the
Judge Judge Jeanine Pirro. Well, no, you're
view.
Right. It's,
yeah,
she's on the
five.
The five.
Yeah.
Jeanine Pirro, yes.
Yeah.
On the five.
Okay.
Agreeing with Al Sharpton.
At the bottom of page 239. Yet the ring gate run real rosily with a dress for a brat. You... Yasha Yes at Sassage and Mash. So he found he bashed poor Yasha Yash. And you want to make one of our Micnic party. No honorary hest on our spartialistic. For poor Glugger was dazed and laid in his grave, i.e. laid in his grave. But lo, boys, lo, he rises shivering with his pitiful eyes and his who's become voice. Epstah, Sisymus. Examine of conscience scruples now he to the best of his memory schemato. No, new mere forever siding on the stolen, with his tumescent quinence in the sight of his tombstall. No more singing all the dags in his syngigging. Expressly at hand counterhand, Trinitatis kink and muddle his dome, peacat and pentfor pre. him serf, Munchowl, Madden, born of thug tribe into brood blackmail, duly ridicant, all the Genesis Hennessy's. He by...
Okay. That's, you're running. We're waiting on punctuation. Okay, yeah. Now this lays out the details of what, it's almost like a pre-descent of what's going to be laid out with Biden and Pence and the whole nine yards of what's going on with all these documents all over the place that we're trying to find them here and find them there and work them here and work them there. No, it's not me. I didn't take them. No, it's not me. They weren't stolen. They were right here. They're right here in my Corvette. They weren't stolen. And then there's two messages and it's like, no. It was in the turnstile. No. I dropped it in Dublin. I dropped the documents in Dublin. I just dropped it. It was doing the problem. It says they were classified. They were mine. I had them in my hand and I dropped them. So they were lost in Dublin. Classified documents dropped in Dublin. That's where Biden lost them. And then you're not going to have this bullshit anymore. You can't get out of the seed. The sleek. The way you go to read the document. There's no dogs in the Siglag-lag. There's no nothing there. They're all over the place. You got to expressly at hand counter-hand them. You got to link it. Now that we've got them and we don't got them and they go, now Pence had some and Joe Manchin had some, Mr. Manchild, and Madden had some, and the thug tribe of the brood of it up. We got a problem now. China's going to start blackmailing us. Oh, Dooley, the reticent, the albigenesis, Hennessy. Oh, Lord, he's come to a place there's nothing else he can do. They've bribed the thug, Bob. They've bribed the thug. He said bribe. Now it's going to be a bloody blackmail. So we're going to see how this goes. Because we're going to give it all to the big guy. We're going to give it all to the big guy. We're going to get the hens and the Hennessy's, and they're going to have it all. Because we're going to have a bletch in match. That's of the Gauls. But that ends up with the tiger falling out of the masters in Augusta. He dropped out. This is the falling of the balls. But there's going to be a penance and come
all
off
right,
from the internatural. So that's going to give you the rest of that word. Go ahead.
Right. So he, by blunted match of the Gauls, pro for him penance and come off internatural. He, self-sufficient, sir, age schmutter-in-chief, porta colorissimo, what though the dumps throws in his lava bed eyes, make to make polente rossum, good savers, queen with the stem of swift Eftrek, fit for king of Zundas, that's all in brackets, out of Bayonkenes, hiking a hake like any nudge mere rough Gerud all over Terracuda. No more throw asses, face all lovabilities, appeal for the union, and play for tinnitus. He praise St. Calimbernus. Make clean breast sack of goody girl now as ever drank milk soup from a spoon. Weed hired a boy of potter and mutter, ship of old Flynn the flinter, twig of the hider that tanned him. He go calaboosh all same he tell him out. Toof loof man he strip him all mussy mussy calico belong him all same he tell him all out how he make what name. He through woken a connection, relation belong this remarkable mulliman, an axe and drum, parley glutton, pure blood jebusite, centi procent erisurum spoking. Drug malt
okay.
Storehouse.
Okay. That's a lot. But we're trying to, we don't want to lose too much there. Okay, now it's laying out the whole thing of the details of what's occurring right now. Some of these things are being set. Some of these things are being heard. Some of these things are being baked. Baked, meaning occurring. That's basically what's just now happened and what is happening. Because everybody's talking about that this is the fall of this and the end of that and we can't have this and everybody's all over the place. And then you have, Dianne Feinstein who's got the shingles and is 99 years old and not coming back. And then you got Schumer who's about dead. And then you got your little Mitch McConnell who fell and he's coming back on Monday. He's going to be here on Monday, stone cold dead. He's coming back on Monday. Don't worry about me. It's a broody girl that's got problems so that the milk's open. That's the shingles that she can't quite shake. The goody girl who's been there ever so long. And then you got Flynn the Flinter, Twig of the Hider. Those are the things that are trying to be a chip off the old Flynn. That's the rest of the story of the indictments, where they're going to start draining Bragg from New York to the Senate. Now, the Senate's not going to do that. The Senate's going to go to New York to talk to Bragg, and that's going to be the Flinter when they have the Twig of the Hider and the Tanned. You'll see. It's going to be a calaboose from Teflon Don. Strip away his calico hair. And they tell him all about what he has to do to make what a name. What a name. Whose name would that be? Might be a Trump. Probably a Trump, but we'll get to that. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, drug malt store who's in trance on back. Most open on the lay days. He, A.A. in peach skin shantungs, possible sooth to say, notwithstanding fire former guiles, and he gaining fish considerable, by saving grace after avalanche, to look most profitable out of smiley skiblue eye. He repeat of him as pious Elios, cause he asked for shave and haircut people, said he'd shave a skito.
Oh, Lord. Okay, we're sorry we couldn't resist. You gotta finish, you gotta get me some pagination. End of a sentence at the best, and we'll get with that.
Okay. He repeat of him as Pius Elios, cause he asked for shave and haircut people, said he'd shape of he-goat, where he just was sheep of hair got with his tile tog. Top? Not true?
Yeah. That's laying out, that's Trump's response to his deposition.
Yeah,
he's trying
true.
To tell you that it was all a bunch of junk. It's all a bunch of, there's an avalanche coming. Y'all purge me, but I'm fixing to purge them. We're going to lay it by. The AA and the peach skin shantugs. Yeah, come on. If you want to say something bad to me, say it right now. Say it right now. You got something smooth to say? Okay, say it right now. Because we're going to have another thing. There's going to be another conversation. We're going to have some fish to considerable. Fish to considerable. The saving grace right after the avalanche, because apparently it's coming. And the profitable position of the skibbler's eyes. What do you think they're talking about on the pious allulose? Would that be Trump? Is that possible? For a shave and a haircut? That's what he could do with his little combed over hair. It's flipped out, combed over hair. It's pretty fun.
He almost
had as much hair as you, Bob. Trump, yeah. That is almost as much as you.
Yeah. Okay. Not true. What chronicles is bringing his portmanteau, premium, full potato words. Big, dumb, crumb, bigotichy. Say short, again, actor. Even while lassinated by summon. He coaxes the aroma penny silvers, ophir rings, bloated ages, with candid zuckers on Spinchess's walk in presence to Lilith maidenets, for it blew his news for him with curious polygamous inattentions. He having that pecuniarity ailment spectacularly in Heathercliff emergency on gale days. Gale days, it's the weather stuff. Because sufferant chronic from a plenitude of house torts. Tort, that's legal talk, isn't it? Torts?
A tort is, but it's more of a damage. Damage.
Did you want to comment on what I said, or should I continue?
That's just laying the storyline of how messed up everything else is, you see, of how we can't get there. And weather and capacity of how folks are responding to respond. That seems to be the rub.
Colossal rhodomantic, not worth one bronze lie scholarina, say as he, grade bite cuddle puller, walk in her sleep as pig in dicks, wag femty fem punts. Of so little is her time and truthness, great for greeting his immenseness. His immenseness. Such soon as set they were, her eyes as his aura holes. Kaldvalch. How could one classically? One could not critically. In an S, lightened shaft only for a lovelit smug pipe, his mistress mere shame for cupric tresses, the form white fominine, the amber sandaled, after S. Dr. Talop's onomatony lecture, a mish holy balm of Saint's Mary's, he is as good as a mountain, and everybody was found of his jeets, he knew Maestro Wilkinson, fur frame Nordwoven Campson.
A little bit further, but it's just hysterical because of how it wouldn't be so funny except how it matches up exactly for what the hell's going on right now, but too much fun.
Okay. He knew Maestro Wakington, fur-framed nude Wogan's captain, with complexion of blushing dolomite fanned by ozone breezes, what never saw his bedshed fire in Newber, met a swigamore, have his ignomen from premassignation of being Master Milchkoo. Queerest man in the benighted queendom. And, Adcraft Aiden, how he found the kids.
Okay. Now that's laying out the whole ins and outs of who's up, who's down, who's in, who's out, even in the international world, and how this bomb of these Mary's are fixing to become known or exposed or, fried over. Or in North Carolina for Maggie to be barbecued with. So, either way.
Okay, so, other accuse him as Lochney-fed, other accuse him as Lochney-ed, Porsonkinner, dope and stock knob, all a melting mold after rheumatism, purely simply Tammy Ratkins, the curds have copped on the Berber rudders and their bedoings. Even where she's whole begets off before all was nars in the cold bee thistle drill. No guts.
Can't work it out. You can't solve it. You don't know what you're doing if you did. This is lost with. There's no better wings to work this out. Nobody's going to save you. It's not savable. It's over.
Mm-hmm. What's not savable?
The country.
No good. Not one Zeus. They white-liveried ragsups, two whales of the Sea of Deceit, they bloody blabstered shooters, three dromedaries of the sands of Calumdonia. As is noteworthy to shock his hind. You're griefed on them. Such askers and their Ruperts, they are putting in for more Oscars, is all false Lionels. The frockin' hull of victims. Lionels.
There you go.
The frockin' halted victims, or a firm is against empty lot of Carsons. They would lick their lenses before they would negatize a John Petter from his sodalite. In his contrary and on reality, which Bishop Babwith bears to his whiteness in his education of villainesses, this Mr. Here as Sasser Nielsen, of sore state hearing, disease, formerly with adenoids, then feed all lighty, lack sleep, great change, and retiring family buckler, highly accurate in his everything, from 10 cents cupel to bargain basement. Who's he describing here? Who's being described? Hey there.
Who?
You. Who's being described here? Family buckler, highly accurate in his everything. From 10
cents. Well, this is coming in. This is pulling right back into the fallout from the civilization, basically, and it's going right into the Biden can't figure out how it's going to work out from the bickling buckler. Can't get there. It's all fiction. It's all factless, and they're going to go all the way through the bishop and the Babwist to get to the witnesses. That's the grandeur trying to get more and more and more from the Carson, and they're gonna lick their lenses. So that's what Biden was talking about. Oh, we're gonna lick the UN or lick whatever he wanted to lick. He was gonna lick something while he was announcing in Dublin, and everybody was very confused and astounded that he was gonna lick something. We're gonna lick them.
Okay. Okay, so we jumped to the end. Let's go back a bit to melting mold.
Okay.
After aromatism, the curd, the cop. What about that section? Cold, busy, dry.
Well, that's when they're after Trump, trying to say, okay, we're not going to arrest anybody. We're not going to do anything. We're going to let everything go. Unless it's Trump, then we're going to prosecute to the end of time, and we're going to run it to death, and we're going to get the Kurds and the cops and the bird rudders and the Bedouins, and we're going to get them all, and we're going to line them up. We're going to put them up here in the naysayers that we got elected not to put people in jail, but to get Trump. The cold feet fizzle dryers. Mm-hmm. No guts, no glory. They're not going to do it in once in one zone. They're going to do it in multi zones. And at this rate, they'll run him out of money just doing depositions when he has to fly his plane and stay somewhere for 30 days. They're going to bankrupt him like that. So,
bankrupt him or bankrupt the government?
What's the difference? There won't be a difference when he gets through. When he gets through, there won't be a difference.
All right. So when
that's a good place to. That's a great place to stop too, right where you did.
Well, I just want to finish that sentence.
Okay. Yeah.
We're at the third line from the top of 242. Highly accurate in his everything, from 10 cents scooped to bargain basement. Live with household of number 7, wide awake, wound about, woken bets, weakling, in black velvet on Georgian mission, Cenus mangy years, his rear in the lane pitchers, blanking same with autonaut and annexes, and got a derelict baby boy bucktooth, the thick of a gobstick, coming on ever so nurses nursely, gracious to goodness, at 81.
What would be 81? 81 is the reference. He's trying to connect the whole setup for the grand jury, for the Trump stuff, down to the other stuff. The other stuff then becomes the new laws, the abortion shit, and all that stuff that's just fixing to happen from the Dobbs case. Same thing.
Right. Okay, so that's... we went from the bottom of 238 to 242. Pretty good. Okay, so I'll open access to the peanut gallery to see what they think of this. The jury. Let's unmute all.
All participants are now unmuted.
Go ahead, Maggie.
Well, it was the bottom of 241. I'm looking for it. Something about white liveried, and then it went into Rupert's, and it, to me, that made me think of the Japanese prime minister being evacuated because somebody set off a smoke bomb, and the people in white came and dragged off a suspect.
Right.
And then it went into. Then I immediately thought of bricks. It felt like both of those things. The, you know, all the shifting of money based on nothing.
Sure.
No, not really. Okay. Sure.
No, he said sure. He agreed.
Okay.
So what, we just finished off on 242 with the number 81. Biden will be 81 in November this year.
Ah.
Correct. That's correct.
Is he 80?
Yeah.
He's comfortable 76, right?
Right. Correct.
Wow, 81. Jesus. I thought that was that number recently.
And he can't make sentences. And now he's got Hunter straightening him out. He can't understand people when they're talking. He's like, what's the secret to your expense? He says, trying to keep you from getting COVID. So then Hunter is going to shake the little dudes down for some money checks, and he's trying to straighten it out, trying to tell him which way to go and how to do and what to do. And he's sleeping with his sister, and she won't even talk to him anymore. She's the quiet one, Valerie. She's the quiet one. She don't even talk to him no more. It's a rough day.
The White House has been holding on pretty feebly for the last 30 or 40 years. Each president is worse than the previous. And There's no clue he's president.
He's president. Greg, the only one that got better than that was Lyndon Baines Johnson, and all he wanted to do was show you his penis. That's all he was interested in. He's trying to show you. He did pants with lots of ballroom, and that's all he was interested in, was to show you what was going on. But that's how it goes.
And then he would.
Well, since we still have to keep an eye on what's going on in the world, it seems like Finnegan's Wake trains us to see that narrative as a parody.
It is. I mean, Bob says it's kind of like what's the Mad Magazine? Bob says it's like Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
What it's becoming.
Yeah, the Wake
something
is
right
good,
out of the church
real
of the
news
genius.
Channel. It's your news channel.
Yeah.
The genius or whatever.
Yeah, okay, first church of the last, presented by the first church of the last minute.
Yeah. Next comment.
Well, I think it's incredible how Biden was in this week talking about licking the world. He wants to lick the world.
Yeah, he wants to lick the world. Exactly right. And the Wake lays it out of what we're going to lick. Here's what we're going to lick. We're going to lick this next. We're going to do this licking. This is what's going to get licked next.
the people carry on ignoring everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying something, Bill.
Halfway down page 241. Yeah, halfway down page 241, Bob. Question for Ryan here. Who is the Amber Sandord after Ask Dr. Talop's on a muttony lecture?
Oh, that's the lecture that he was talking about. That was the whole point of we're gonna lick whatever it is in the world. He was trying to say we were gonna whip people that were out of bounds or out of things. Like, we're gonna lick it. That was Biden's lick it position.
I wonder who the Amber Sandord were, given that we're in this two worlds colliding.
Well, that's right, and then you're going to also find now you're going to bump into how softly are we going to impeach him? That's the next question, because they're coming for him now after what they did to Trump. They're coming for him now. It's going to get ugly now. If it wasn't ugly before, it is now.
Yeah, right. Ion, who's going to come for him, though?
The Democrats. The Democrats.
That's
are coming for
what
him.
I wanted.
The Republicans. Yeah. The Republicans, they can't put no lead in their pencil. They can't get no lead in their pencil. They're worried to death about what they're going to do. When they lose Mitch McConnell, he was their little puppet. He was their little puppet, and he about fell off the wagon. So they don't know what they're going to do about him. That's coming later. That's going to be in not this next week, but the next. You'll see. It'll hit the way. You'll see all about it. It's going to be fun. Poor Dianne Feinstein.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that Feinstein? It might be Feinstein. Dying now. We'll have to see how it goes.
No. It's Dianne Feinstein.
Dianne Feinstein. Dying. She might be dying. No, she's not dying. She just don't know where dying. She is, and she's got the shingles. She's got the shingles that she's had for 9 months. Had the shingles for 9 months.
Oh.
So
did she have the jab?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, who cares? Who cares? Good God, she's got her dual citizenship. She can always go to China, go to communist China and live. She'll be comfortable in communist China. Yeah, let's go do that. That's where we need to go. We're tired of America. We're going to go to China where people won't tell us what to do anymore. We're going to do that. That would be a really good idea. We're going to do that. We can be a free thinker in China, communist China. We can be a free thinker. Nobody going to tell us what to do. Yeah, we run things, so it's going to be interesting.
So does Marjorie Greene that's her name, show up anywhere here?
Not yet. She's not in this Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's going to be in the insurrection, which is coming. You see.
Okay. So, Ian, you can see the whole wake. It's like one of the questions in Book 1, Chapter 6. What does it look like to you, the wake? What is it showing us?
It's turning into a very good version of Thunderdome, Mad Max. Two go in and one comes out. Mm. Yeah, like that.
Next comment.
I on page 240, the ninth line down from the top. Says no more singing all the dags in his sing-a-lagging. Sing-a-ling.
Yeah, the Democrats, they've shot their load. They've shot their wad. They've got nothing left. Now they're in repose, and there's nothing they can do. They've done all they can do, and they know it. They're like, well, wait, that don't make much sense. Well, yeah, wait, that doesn't make much sense. Oh, wait, that doesn't make sense. Okay, we got it. We got it figured out. We have 6% of the world got an electric car. And so we're going to make gas cars so expensive you can't afford them, and we're going to make electric cars so affordable that you can buy one, but there ain't going to be no electricity to run it. So we've got it figured out. We've got it figured out. We're going to eat our way out of debt. If that doesn't work, we're going to borrow our way out of debt. I give you, what do you call it, supplements, what do you give them, incentives, what do you give them, tax credits, what do you give them, money checks, what do you give them, going to print some more money to make sure you can afford this thing you're not going to be able to drive. Yeah, that's some ticket.
what lines were those, Bert?
It was on page 240, Bob, and it's the ninth line from the top.
Mm-hmm.
No more singing.
No mere forever siding on the stolen?
No more singing in the ninth line.
Oh, yeah, no more singing, all the dags in the sing-a-gang. Yeah.
The Democrats, Democrats, they're going to shut up. They're not going to be talking. They're not going to be telling you. Akeem Jeffries, oh, wait, we missed him. He was in there, too. Akeem Jeffries is going to be telling y'all about how woke he is no more and how he don't talk white because he didn't like black people. So when the black people were in the running and they was, that was, you know, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny that you can't have a black woman on the syrup bottle, but you can put a man on the Bud Light can that is a woman. Pretty strange, but you can't have a black woman on the Mrs. Butterworth's syrup. Ain't Jemima syrup. Can't do that. But you can put a white man on the beer can, Bud Light can, that's supposed to be a woman. Seems reasonable, doesn't it?
Seriously. Anybody got something?
We gave them too much time, Bobby. Normally they're panting to the race to the end, but we had to get you started so we could get it together because we wanted to make sure Ara had her run, and she did. So this is good.
Okay, so come on. One more remark.
So, okay, Ion, on page 239 the fourth line. Is the Jack Texera, I'm probably butchering his name, is he the master of snakes?
That's right.
Master of snakes?
He is. That's the one who did the, there's more pages than you'll ever know. They're not even going to talk about it, how many he had. He'll tell you 38,418 pages.
But Ion, somebody should have their asshole torched in the Department of Defense that give a 21-year-old. Did he have top secret clearance?
He got that top secret clearance when he was 19.
Well, somebody's ass should be torched to give someone so young.
Nobody else wanted to do it. It's like when Bob was going to sell his soul to the devil, we said, Bob, why would you do that? He said, I'm not using it. I'm not using my soul. I might as well sell it to the devil. It's all right with me. Don't bother me.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Ion. Excellent work there.
Yeah, well,
again. Oh, wait. Here's Nick. Yeah, maybe Nick's got something to say. Let's just check with Nick here. You want to say something, Nick?
Yeah, hi Bob, hi Ion. That word Flynn, did that refer to General Flynn, Ion?
Not yet. No. This is like the skin flint. The skin flint.
Oh, right.
Plural. Because you're going to have others that are going to be in this fallen place that they haven't even exposed themselves yet.
Okay.
By the way. And see, you'll go into the defending the Republic. Y'all know what that is. That's coming. Don't worry. Sydney might have an opinion that she might be wanting to share, but she's holding, she's keeping her powder dry because she's going to wait till it gets vulnerable. And once it gets vulnerable, then she's going to go, see. Now, when she does that, that will refer to General Flynn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What page is Flynn on, Nick?
240, Bob, about midway. Chip of old Flynn and the flinter twig of the hider and that tanned him.
Mm-hmm. And we're saying it's the skin flint of the Democratic regime. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ion.
Thank you, Ion.
Thanks, Ion.
Thanks, Ion. You're welcome.
Thank you, Ion.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ion.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.